Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Shackleford Victory is the sixth book in Beverly Watts' Shackleford Diaries series, a contemporary romantic comedy that blends family drama, mystery, and light crime intrigue. The novel follows Teddy Shackleford after her career in the National Crime Agency collapses in disgrace, forcing her to retreat to Dartmouth and stay with the uncle she partly blames for her downfall. From that starting point, the book develops into a story about damaged reputation, inherited family tensions, aristocratic secrets, and the possibility of new love after professional failure. Its purpose is not only to entertain through humor and romance, but also to use a comic framework to explore resilience, identity, and the complicated pull of family loyalty. The setting and tone place it within British rom-com traditions. While the Shackleford family continuity gives longtime readers a strong sense of series progression and character connection, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Teddy Shackleford as a disgraced investigator rebuilding her identity. The central premise depends on Teddy losing both her job and her standing, which gives the story a clear emotional and practical starting point. Rather than presenting her as a polished romantic lead, the novel begins with professional collapse, allowing the plot to examine what happens when a competent woman is publicly undone by events beyond her control. That setup matters because it makes her recovery active rather than decorative. She is not simply waiting for romance or rescue. She is forced to reassess who she is after institutional rejection. This kind of character arc is effective in romantic comedy because it creates tension between embarrassment and self-possession. Teddy must manage pride, anger, and uncertainty while still remaining capable and observant. The book uses that tension to keep her likable without making her invulnerable. Her situation also creates a strong contrast with the more socially rooted world of Dartmouth and the Shackleford family, where personal reputation, inherited status, and private history carry unusual weight. Secondly, Dartmouth and the Shackleford household as a comic setting for social pressure. The move to Dartmouth is more than a change of scenery. It places Teddy inside a family and local environment where social ritual, status, and private loyalty shape nearly every interaction. In practical terms, this setting allows the novel to combine domestic comedy with a gentler version of mystery fiction. The Shackleford household provides a stable base, but it is also full of old grievances and unresolved assumptions, especially because Teddy blames her uncle for the collapse of her career. That tension gives the domestic scene's narrative purpose instead of merely serving as background. The aristocratic and semi-aristocratic atmosphere also supports the book's comic style, since formal behavior and hidden improprieties often work well together in humor-driven fiction. By placing a modern professional woman inside a space shaped by tradition and eccentric family habits, the novel creates friction that can generate both irony and affection. The result is a setting that does not just host the plot, but actively shapes the kinds of misunderstandings, revelations, and alliances that follow. Thirdly, family scandal and lineage questions as the engine of the mystery plot. A key feature of the novel is its use of family secrets and identity-related uncertainty to drive the narrative beyond simple romance. The story involves aristocratic scandal and the investigation of hidden truths, which gives it a structure closer to comic mystery than to straightforward relationship fiction. This matters because the mystery is not separate from the emotional material. In books like this, questions of who belongs, who inherits, and who can be trusted often mirror the protagonist's own search for stability. The lineage element raises the stakes by linking private family gossip to consequences that matter socially and materially. It also gives the plot a sense of momentum, since discoveries about the past tend to reshape how characters understand one another in the present. Rather than relying on danger alone, the novel uses secrets and confusion as a way to expose character motives. That approach fits the broader Shackleford series, where family history is not static background, but an active force that repeatedly disrupts and reorganizes the present. Fourthly, romance built on emotional risk rather than instant certainty. The romantic thread is shaped by uncertainty, which makes it more interesting than a simple attraction subplot. Teddy is not entering a carefree holiday romance. She is trying to recover from humiliation and reorient her life, so trust is difficult and emotional stakes are high. The man she becomes involved with is presented as potentially helpful or harmful, which immediately gives the relationship narrative tension. That ambiguity is important because it prevents romance from flattening into reassurance. Instead, the book asks whether intimacy can develop when both parties are operating under pressure and incomplete information. In a romantic comedy, this kind of setup allows misunderstanding, banter, and eventual emotional clarity to work together. It also keeps the relationship aligned with Teddy's personal arc if she is learning to move forward after professional failure. Then love must be something chosen carefully rather than embraced impulsively. The result is a romance that feels earned through changing circumstances, not just delivered by genre convention. Lastly, humor as a structural device rather than simple decoration. The book is repeatedly described as laugh-out-loud comedy, and that comic quality is not an accessory to the plot, but one of its organizing principles. The humor appears to come from character contrast, family eccentricity, witty dialogue, and the mismatch between serious stakes and lightly absurd social behavior. This is significant because comedy in a series like this does more than entertain. It helps make recurring family dynamics feel distinctive and memorable. In the Shackelford world, humor can soften the emotional impact of disgrace, conflict, and scandal without removing their seriousness. That balance is central to the book's appeal. Readers are encouraged to care about the characters while also recognizing the absurdity of their situations. Comedy also strengthens continuity across the series, because returning readers are likely drawn not only to plot resolution, but to the familiar tone and personality of the Shackelford family itself. In this sense, the novel uses humor as a way to maintain momentum, deepen affection for the cast, and keep the mystery romance blend light on its feet. In conclusion, A Shackelford Victory will appeal most to readers who enjoy contemporary romantic comedies with an embedded mystery, family conflict, and a distinctly British sense of social satire. It is especially suited to readers who like series fiction, in which the characters matter as much as the plot, because the novel depends on long-running family dynamics and the accumulation of recurring relationships. Readers looking for a darker crime novel or a straightforward love story may find it more playful than expected, but that blend is also what makes it stand out. The book offers practical value. In a literary sense, it shows how comedy can be used to frame resilience, reputational damage, and emotional recovery without turning the story heavy or sentimental. Compared with many genre romances, it is more layered in its use of family history and social setting. And compared with many cozy mysteries, it gives greater weight to romantic development and character chemistry. Its main distinction lies in how it combines slapstick energy, aristocratic intrigue, and personal reinvention into one coherent series entry. For readers already invested in the Shackelford world, it deepens the saga. For newcomers, it offers a vivid example of how romantic comedy can carry both plot and personality with equal force. If you would like to support Beverly Watts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.